Looks like you've got some extra room on your plate. How about a helping of fun talk and real stories? This is Sunday Brunch with Jamie West and Tracy Lynn on AM 900 CHML.
Thanks for hanging on here in the second half of Sunday Brunch on AM 900 CHML. Jamie and Tracy and Mungo Jerry, and it's time now for the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition with Bob Assadorian from Triple R Renovations and the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14. Bobby, how are you standing this hot weather?
Oh, it hurts. It hurts at times. Hello, Jamie, Tracy, and Hamilton.
Good morning.
It's good to chat with you again. We're going to talk earlier in the program. We were talking to Mungo Jerry about his interior decorating adventures when on his holidays. He was painting and doing that sort of thing. And, of course, he'd had a couple of wobbly pops before he got painting, and I'm sure he probably damaged his drywall and plaster. So the topic today is timely, especially for him. We're going to talk about plaster and drywall work. This is the stuff that's dusty. Tell us where we begin with this kind of stuff, Bobby.
Well, first of all, as I tell homeowners, if you're cutting the crooked and overcharging contractor out of the equation, invest in the highest quality materials you can buy. So again, you know, spend the money. It ranges with the different materials for drywall and mudding. You know, let's begin by dispelling some myths, especially behind new home construction. I get so many emails asking me, Bob, is it normal? You know, these screw pops, these seam splits, you know, these issues in new home construction.
Yeah.
And guys, a lot of times the builders, you know, they're blaming the settling of the home. You know, they're getting away with this excuse telling homeowners, you know, it's new, it has to settle. But that's not always exactly what it is.
Okay, what is it then?
Well, a lot of times they're using the cheapest methods possible, the materials, and they're rushing. I mean, sometimes they're putting these homes together, Jamie, in less than 2 months, you know, up to 3,800 square foot homes. So, you know, something has to give when they're rushing like that. What I like to tell people is, you know, if you look at it and break it down, there's paper joint tape. So, you know, everywhere you've got your drywall installed, you can either finish and seam those joints together with fiberglass mesh tape or the paper tape. Now, there's a big difference between the two.
Is there ever? And I've seen it. I've seen it as a homeowner, somebody who built a new home several years ago and did a renovation again with a crew. I saw that the seams kind of pulling apart, Bobby, in the corners, and then you could see that the paper. You could see the paper. I had to go with a blade and cut it.
Really?
And yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's
terrible.
Fizzes too. You get that textury fizz that shows through the paint.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's down to the materials, right?
Oh, we're talking dollars and cents. Now, there's not a home built in Ontario, and especially Hamilton, that uses fiberglass mesh tape. I mean, we're talking about maybe, honestly, an extra $200 on a 3,000 square foot home, guys. That's all it would cost a builder. An extra $200. And if we're talking about the contractor you hire to either mud repair or build you a basement, kitchen, and bathroom, putting up new drywall, you're talking about $20, $30 difference between fiberglass mesh tape and paper.
Oh, that's interesting. So you should insist on
that. Fiberglass mesh tape is extremely strong. When you look at it, it's got all those holes through the mesh. Now, the proper way to mud that is with Durabond 90. If we take a moment now to talk about the mudding,
yes,
the mud compounds. You basically have pre-mixed mud in a pail. Now, I think on renovations and especially new home builds, way, way, way too much of this cheap stuff's used. A, it's already mixed in the pail. It's easy. B, it's super cheap. Setting-type compound is powder. You add water to it, and it becomes rock hard. That's what I like to call the structural coat, This will seam all your joints. It keys right through the mesh. So picture it. It just locks the joint in.
Yeah.
You put it in your excess areas. And that's another problem now. They throw the drywall up so fast. And, I mean, sometimes the walls are crooked or out of square. You know, if you're working on a century-old Hamilton home, and that's okay. But once all the drywall's up, these little quarter-inch to half-inch or 3/8 gaps in the corners, wall-to-wall intersection, sealing the wall intersection, and, of course, where the sheets meet, you have to pre-fill these with Durabond 90, put on your mesh tape. You now can finish with the cheap regular mud, which sands easily and gives you that visual, you know, making it basically an illusion. Drywalling is an optical illusion. You've put 50 to 80 sheets in a basement or 10 to 12 in a kitchen or bathroom. When it's done and it's painted, it should look like one seamless sheet of drywall all around the walls and the ceiling.
So I hear what you're saying, and just to review, you want to make sure that the mud, if you will, the mudding compound is of that quality that you described for filling those gaps, and once that has taken place, that coat is done, then over top of that you can go with the cheaper stuff.
Exactly, because the setting type compound is almost like cement. You can't sand it. It's not sandable. So that has to be the initial fill, which will seam, connect all the sheets together. A lot of new homes, you push in the corner of a wall, it moves. The paper tears.
Right.
I've gutted those on hundreds of homes, and I find underneath a nice little half-inch gap where the drywall didn't meet in the corner, and they're hoping the paper tape's going to hold it. So there's a reason for the setting compound. It's extremely strong. It seams together. It keys in through fiberglass mesh tape to lock sheet to sheet together. However, again, it's not sandable. So then you're going to finish subsequently, depending on, you know, your skill, a pro in two coats of extra light mud, regular mud, applying it, sanding it 24 hours later, they'll achieve perfection. A homeowner may need 3, 4, even more coats, and then you want to primer it and shine some light on it. And look around and see if everything looks, you know, continuous. You don't want to see those little feather edges of the seams, because it always shows through the final paint. You know, that's a bad mudding job. Then on the other hand, if joints move and there's cheap paper tape and you didn't pre-fill, you get the pops, you get the splits, you get the tears.
Yeah, and you know, I'll tell you what, it's not a job that I would certainly want to do, because anything to do with with home repair is not something I want to do. But it's an art form,
Bobby.
You're
my carpenter, Jamie. You're my carpenter.
Yeah, I measure once and cut three times. That's how it works for me. Listen, it is an art form, though, Bobby. And that's why it's important. You're pointing out all the reasons why you either have to have the right professional doing this job, or you got to know what you're doing yourself, because it really is, it's a real art form. I've seen some great guys do this, and I look and I think, wow, that is seamless, that's beautiful, but you got to be careful.
Well, not to take away from the pros, and I mean, myself, I've been mudding for 25 years.
Right.
Now, when I advocate to homeowners all the time, I mean, there's a lot of different things you can do in your home. Climb a roof, you can fall and get hurt. Tinker with wiring, you can burn the home down. Tinker with plumbing, you can get a flood. If there is one item that homeowners certainly can try to tackle, is drywall work and mudding, because again, you're not going to damage anything. You're not going to cause yourself too much trouble. There's a lot of dust, but if you're patient and you use the right products and you keep sanding, I mean, you overapply, sand it off. Underapply, add more. It is a topic that I find, you know, an item that really, you know, caters to DIY homeowners.
Okay. Bobby, how do people get a hold of you if they'd like to chat with you?
I'm the easiest fellow to get a hold of. www.justaskbob.com. Find us on the web. Send us an email. Send us a question. Or just pick up the phone and call us. 289-649-0196. And a shout out to our favorite electrician, our sponsor, John Tenbrink of JMT Electrical, the most honest and respected in the business. Call on John for all your home and commercial needs. You can find him on our website easily.
Excellent. Bob Assadorian of Triple R Renovations, the Just Ask Bob Show on Cable 14, and of course, the Just Ask Bob Show radio edition here on Sunday Brunch exclusively. Great to have you here. Thanks so much for the education, as always, my friend, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Well, thank you, guys, and thank you, Hamilton. Until next time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lots more to come here on Sunday Brunch with Jamie and Tracy and Mungo on AM 900 CHML.